For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A President Trump White House invite for Russian President Vladimir Putin in the works in the wake of widespread criticism of how Trump handled himself during the Helsinki summit. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asked about that Putin invite following a briefing at the UN Security Council on North Korea's denuclearization effort.
I'm happy that the two leaders of two very important countries are continuing to meet. And if that meeting takes place in Washington, I think it's all to the good.
As far as North Korea,
the main reason I came here was to meet with members of the UN Security Council, South Korea and Japan as well, to convey details of my work on a trip to North Korea earlier this month and the progress that was made there.
Pompeo says that he and President Trump remain upbeat about the prospects of denuclearization of North Korea and that progress is happening. At the UN, however, there is a tug of war with Russia and China about easing sanctions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
A parent's worst nightmare. The father of three-year-old Raymond Pryor arrived at his daycare in Houston to pick up his son Thursday, finding his body still inside a hot bus where he'd mistakenly been left for some 3.5 hours. Assistant Police Chief Bobby Dobbins.
We just want to remind the public about this tragic event, how it happens way too often, and we want to make sure and really care for not only our children, but also our elderly who also can be left.
Police say the daycare has a history of violations and the DA will be asked to press charges. Ripley Entertainment President Jim Pattison Jr. says Ride the Ducks in Branson, Missouri, which they acquired in 2017, had a great safety record before Thursday's tragic incident that left 17 people dead, including 9 members of one family.
It's a 47-year-old business that has never had an issue like this, and it's the same management that we acquired with the business.
A storm that had raced across the Midwest earlier in the day unexpectedly rolled in with strong gusts that rocked the boats on the lake in southwestern Missouri. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Campaigning in Kansas to Democratic Socialists, Independent Senator Bernie Sanders and Democratic Congressional Candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York rallied supporters ahead of the August 7th primaries there. Sanders says despite President Trump's efforts to divide the country, Americans are coming together.
I believe that every state in this country where working people are struggling for a decent life is a state that will fight for justice.
Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez spoke at a rally for James Thompson, the Democrat running for the congressional district that includes Wichita. It was Sanders' third trip to Kansas in 3 years to campaign for progressive candidates. A financial expert says, never blindly trust your bank. USA's Chris Barnes says more.
As Wells Fargo's in the news again, having agreed to refund tens of millions of dollars to customers who bought add-on services they didn't really get or didn't really understand, Bankrate.com Chief Financial Officer Greg McBride does have some advice for banking customers.
We have to be very vigilant looking at our accounts or reviewing our transactions, making sure that you're not getting dinged for monthly fees. Make sure that you cancel, or if you see a fee you don't recognize, get on the horn and complain about it immediately.
He was speaking to NBC News. He notes Wells Fargo is not the only big bank to be plagued by problems with add-ons recently. Bank of America and Citigroup have been facing similar allegations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.